Mga kapitbahay, it's Natalie welcoming you to another episode of Kudazzers.
Kudazzers,
a podcast for and by Filipinx millennials and edgers.
Hello mga kapitbahay, this is Iris.
This is Natalie.
This is Yudes.
And Athena here.
And you're listening to
Kudazzers!
Ayan. So another day, another episode. Sana maganda ang gising nyo. Sana masarap ang ulam nyo.
Sana hindi traffic.
True. Pero feeling ko traffic kaya sila na nakikinig sa atin.
So sana ano? So sana masarap, maganda ang gising nyo. Masarap ulam nyo.
Balik tayo doon. So ayun. Pag-uusapan natin ngayon, hindi nakakasarap ng ulam.
Ay.
Hindi siya medyo nakakasarap ng ulam. Pero,
hindi rin siya nakaka-wet.
Hindi rin siya nakaka-wet. Pero pwede, masarap siyang pag-awayan.
Yeah. Ito yung paglasing ka na. Isa to sa mga territories na lagi pinupunta.
Disclaimer, huwag nyo kaming awayin. Ito yung mga opinion lamang ng bawat isa.
This does not reflect the opinion of Podcast Network
Asia.
Oh my God.
And Kudazzers as a whole.
Huwag naman guys, baka naman iniisip nyo, pati yung ano, pati si Naron, mahilig sa anal sex.
Guys, ha?
So, pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay religion.
Enter Gregorian Shag.
Nirequest siya ng isa sa ating mga kapitbahay. So, thank you sa suggestion.
Kasi nawawala na kami ng topic.
Nawawala na kami ng Diyos. Para feeling ko yun, may Diyos pa ba itong mga ito? Yung mga pinag-uusapan nila. So, ayun. So, umpisahan natin na i-open ko ano yung mga personal relationships natin with religion. Mm. Are you still practicing religion?
Ako, not anymore. Lapse na ako.
Yeah. Do you go to church? Do you still make the sign of the cross?
I did when I went to ano. When I went during Christmas.
Yeah.
I went with my mom.
Right.
But in terms of yung daily, yung weekly obligations, no more.
Yeah.
To me, ang ginagawa ko ngayon, mas personal yung relation ko. I pray. Yeah. Or more, I think mas ang ano doon, mas ang appropriate term doon, I talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I sometimes ask for favors.
Yeah.
Mas right. ganun na yung situation
naman,
ko.
Yes.
Kasi parang nawalan ako ng faith doon sa dogma or doon sa the theatricality of it all. Because parang there's so many, ang daming kailangan but none of it seems to manifest on sa mga practices ng mga tao who more or less claim yung ano, yung who more or less claim that they're religious.
Right.
Yeah. Ako, so classic case yung sa akin. Na-disillusion ako by the people who are practicing religion.
Ako naman, I don't practice na. Like, hindi na rin ako nagsisimba.
Mm.
I pray once in a while, pero hindi ako nag-a-address to a specific God. Nagpe-pray ako spiritually.
Mm.
Pag in need, kapag may kailangan, kapag feeling ko may nagawa akong sobrang malala. Pero ang weird kasi, nung high school ako, I grew up in a Catholic setting. At the same time, yung mother side ko naman born again. So, both sides ng family, sobrang religious.
Mm.
Tapos, pastora pa yung lola ko, yung mga ganun. Kaya, siguro, hindi sa nanawa eh. Parang, yun nga, na bother at the same time nawalan ako ng faith because yung nakikita ko yung practices sa loob ng mismong church.
Hmm.
Kaya parang I decided na to stay away na lang din kasi meron din, ayoko naman maging picky na tipong meron silang belief system na pinaniniwalaan ko, merong hindi, tapos kukunin ko lang yung gusto ko. So gusto ko sana kung mag-invest ako sa isang religion, gagawin ko lahat ng practices because I believe in the whole religion. Diba?
Yeah.
Pero lately, kasi kaka-Thailand lang namin, parang napapaisip ako sa Buddhism, in fairness.
It's a way of living. It's more a way of life.
Yeah.
Kaya nga, napapaisip ako kasi somehow, maganda siya eh. And anyway, more into that later. Pero napapaisip lang ako. Yun lang.
I don't practice na. Yun.
Pero do you believe?
Siguro iniisip ng mga kapitbahay. Kaya naman pala.
Katulad nung kayatin na kami. Parang ganun.
Do you go to church?
No. No more.
Di mo kasi sign of the cross?
No more.
Okay.
Pero ano, parang kinakausap ko. Kunyari, nag-journaling, parang ganun. Ang weird. Ang
parang
weird
kausap
kasi,
ka lang.
Ang weird kasi, nag-victory ako before, yun. Tapos, nagbabasa ako ng Bible before.
Right. Like every day, meron akong parang siesta or something. Tapos,
segue lang, sorry. When I was young and I was reading the Bible, now looking back, there's some of weird
stories.
Weird shit going on.
Like my mom allowed me to read this or pushed me to read this.
Parang they wouldn't let me read Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code, but they let me read this. Yeah, anyway. So go, continue, sorry.
Tapos kumakanta ako dati sa responsorial psalm. Like, nagko-compose yung, di ba kasi sa Catholic school ako. So, as a singer, yung madre doon na siya yung nag-accompany. Tapos, siya nagko-compose siya ng songs for me to sing sa responsorial psalm. So, yun. Tapos, lagi akong nagbabasa ng tapos lagi akong nagli-lead ng prayer, mga ganun.
Girl, choir ako. Children of Mary. Colombian's choir ako.
Dance ministry ako. Diba? Si may tamburin in Emmy.
Estudignus, be worthy. Ganyan. May mga ganun ako noon.
Choir din ako mula grade school hanggang fourth year high school. Pero fourth year, not anymore. Hindi na ako nagpa-practice. Mga ganun.
Yeah. Ako, sobrang complicated ng relationship ko with religion. I used to want to be a nun, believe it or not.
Oh yeah.
Since I was a kid. Like every Halloween, ang costume ko ng bata ko, madre.
just a madre, not a slutty nun.
Not a slutty nun, just your good old madre. Dominican to be specific. At the same time, I was the kid who grew up praying Latin. I was the kid who sang Gregorian chant. I was the kid who went to church not only every Sunday but every holy day of obligation. So mga nag-aral talaga ng catechism nila sa Catholic faith, like that's December 8th, that's Christmas, that's New Year, that's a lot of feast days going on.
Yeah. Wednesday.
And also your birthday.
Ako Wednesdays and the Venus Day.
Yeah.
Saturdays too.
And then I'm the kid who went to catechism every Sunday and finished Catholic apologetics by the age of 12. Mm-hmm. Like I could defend the Catholic faith. I could defend the Catholic faith by the age of 12. Ganun yung upbringing sa akin. I never thought in a million years it would turn out like this.
Same.
Would be agnostic. Kasi ngayon, I'm not practicing anything. I'm not even, I don't believe in it anymore.
Mm-mm.
But out of vanity, I miss the ceremoniality of it.
Mm-mm.
I miss Gregorian chant. I miss responding in Latin. I miss praying in Latin. I miss the veils. I miss wearing a veil. I miss it. I miss the church.
Mm-mm.
I miss the community I grew up in. Pero every time na, it's sometimes I know it's awkward na kunwari mag-meet up kami ng nanay ko for lunch or dinner.
Kayaan ka magsimba?
Not anymore. She used to do that a lot before pero nung after repeated no's hindi na niya ginagawa. Yung simpleng magdadasal bago kumain. Nasisense ko na nakatingin sila. Sinaside ay nila ako nakikita nung hindi ako nagsisign of the cross. That I muttered the prayer alongside of the soul Lord. Yung gumaganan ako pero hindi na
ako nagsisign. Mga kapatid mo ba nagsisimba pa?
Yes, very. Very. Practicing.
Kasi naniniwala pa din.
Naniniwala sila. They are the kind of people who would go to church without you telling them. Na ganun pa rin sila. Which I was before. Ganun ako. And now, instead of, hindi rin ako komportable actually dun sa word na agnostic. Kasi I think that's too distant for me. Kasi hindi ako non-spiritual eh. Lalo na, weirdly medyo pa-occult na yung treatment ko sa past religion ko. Like, hindi na ako naniniwala sa tenets ng Catholicism. But sometimes, I still invoke Saint Rita. Not because I believe in her sainthood, but I believe in the power of her spirit. Nagigets nyo ba? Kumbaga sa mga bruha, sa mga mangkukulam, may mga santo silang favorite kasi feeling nila effective pa rin yung kapangyarihan ng mga santo na yun kahit sa mga kulam. Ganon yung sa akin. Na at the same time, yun nga, kaka-Thailand ko, every time na I visit Thailand, just strengthen yung curiosity ko about Buddhism.
Oh my God.
And Hinduism too. Yun, and also in Hinduism. So, right now, I'm curious about a lot of isms and I would, if anything, I would what I call a supermarket spiritual.
A supermarket spiritual.
Like, I pick what fits me. Ah. Yeah. Yun yung ano ko sa religion. So, kayo, what do you think drives people or drives their need for a religion? Kasi di ba nung bata tayo, laging dapat may religion ka. Mm. Para anong religion mo? Anong religion ng family?
Kasi yun na tinatanong kasi yun eh. Uh-oh. Actually, pagka nga, di ba kasi may pinifilap pa na form, hindi ko na alam kung ano sasagutin ko. Pero nilalagay ko pa din Catholic.
Ako nilalagay ko na agnostic.
Mm.
Ako, I cannot speak for other people, but I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
Why do, even though I no longer practice yung ano,
yeah.
I no longer participate in the, tawag dito,
the rituals,
the rituals of it.
Yeah.
I guess, in a way, maganda pa rin na may idea that there's something out bigger. there, bigger than you are.
Yeah.
That somehow, in the jingle jangle of this very lost world, someone out there is more or less orchestrating this whole jangle of mess, and one day it will make sense.
Yes.
To me, yun. It makes me more or less grounded.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? And sometimes I even tell him yung mga yung things that will make me go to hell.
Yeah.
Yung mga thoughts na yun na parang, syempre hindi ko na siya sasabihin dito. Right. Pero yung mga ganong klaseng anxieties ko. Because there are moments na not even your closest friends can comprehend. Parang how can you express the ineffable?
Mm-mm.
And then you try to, in that moment of clarity or in that moment you try to communicate that.
Mm.
And that gives me my moment of peace. Simply put, siguro angkla. It more or less gives me a grounding. And speaking of isms, kay Alexander the Great? Pragmatism ba yun?
Not sure.
Stoicism. Yan, Stoicism.
Ano ibig sabihin nun?
Yeah. In control ng ano, ng parang in the middle ka lagi. I'm explaining this in layman's term. Parang you cannot control what life throws to you at you, but what you can control is your reaction towards
it. Yeah.
So, ganun siya.
That makes sense.
So, that explains kung bakit more or less mukha akong dead kid. Kasi pinapractice ko talaga siya na parang, okay, the situation's getting stressful. Anything in excess eh.
Yeah.
You regulate yourself more or less.
Ako hindi ako apathetic agnostic by choice. It's so much easier to just be apathetic about it. Like, just say there's a bigger force out there. Bahala na siya.
Yeah.
The rest of it, I don't care about. But I think I am a supermarket spiritual by choice because I need something to guilt me.
Yeah.
Ay.
Nagigits mo ba ako?
Yung kailangan mo na set of rules. Yung naiisip ko
eh. I need some moral compass somehow that is not coming from inside me but somehow in a fear of a bigger force.
Yeah. You still need to fear hell?
Parang okay, not to shade Thai people, di ba nung pumunta tayo? Kasi laging tinatanong ni Martin since it was Martin's first time to visit Thailand tapos first time din niya mag-travel more extensively than just a 3-day trip or something like that. Sabi niya, bakit ganun yung mga Thai, ang babait nila? Like, hindi ka pwedeng yung helmet ng motor, hindi ninakaw.
Wala. Parang
mawalan ka ng wallet, 20,000 baht laman, hindi, mababalik sa iyon.
Na nangyari sa friend namin.
Nangyari talaga siya. Parang bakit siya nangyayari? Bakit ganon? Parang bakit ang bait nila? Parang ako, let's give credit where credit is due. I don't think Thai people are nice or kind or filled with integrity because they are.
Mm.
I think it's because they believe in karma. So, yun yung parang, I also need to believe in something to guide my behavior somehow.
Because you can't just rely on an internal moral compass because sometimes that internal moral compass
fails,
is busted.
Yes.
Actually, yun din yung sinabi ng younger pastor sa akin. Kasi, in-open up ko sa kanya na parang I'm no longer practicing yung religion namin. And he was cool about it naman. Na parang, naiintindihan niya kung bakit. Pero, yung advice niya sa akin is you have to believe in something. Na parang, hindi ka lang pwedeng lumabas out there proclaiming na walang Diyos, wala kang pinaniniwalaan. So parang, ayun nga, it grounds you, it gives you a set of rules para maging mas okay ka as a person. Kaya yun din yung reason na even though I no longer practice yung religion namin, I still feel the need na maipractice na something. And I think yung pinaka-fit sa akin ngayon is Buddhism. I mean,
alam mo nga ngayon,
further into it.
There was a moment nung Christmas break, I got my teeth cleaned. And then my friend na nagkaroon lang recently, yung si doktora, nagkaroon ng personal tragedy yung family niya. And then, during the whole time na nagkukwento siya, lagi niya lang sinasabi, ayun nga, pero pinapipray ko na lang na ganito. And I was amazed na parang how much wisdom and strength she was able to, I guess, get from the act of praying na sabi. And I think at one way or another, nainggit ako.
Yeah.
Nainggit ako na sana ganun pa rin yung ano ko.
Faith.
Yung faith ko na parang...
Not religious faith, just faith in general.
In
faith in general na parang, you know, if I went through what you went through this year, I would need many sessions with my
many therapies
or I need a lot of things, but you just talk to your family and you just pray at night.
Right.
You've never even mentioned about seeing a doctor. Parang, and you're so put together. I mean, relatively put together compared to most people I know. I miss that in a way. Not necessarily having religion, but I miss that blind faith. Now, if I just, I guess for the lack of better term, I miss that time where I can just pray my troubles away.
Yes.
Or pray my, my anxieties away.
Pero alam mo, during my most desperate moments, especially when I have parang mga nervous breakdowns or panic attacks, my last resort is to pray.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Not in a formulaic Catholic way, but in a desperate call for that supreme being.
Yeah.
Nah,
di ba nga nung nag-breakdown ako, nakikinig ako ng mga praise songs.
No matter how blasphemous this may sound, na parang, hey, if you want to prove na there's something out there, now's a pretty good time
to prove it. Yeah. Prove it.
Parang mga ganun.
Last time I did that, nung papunta kami ng Sagada, apparently, sira yung car namin because nalagyan siya ng maling gasoline. Yeah. Unleaded gasoline. Kasi sa amin diesel lalagay.
Right.
So, paakyat kami ng Cannon Road. Maano siya. Tapos sabi ko, nag-pray ako. Anong nangyari? Nakakit kami ng Baguio. Diesel laman ng car namin.
Ano mangyayari?
Tapos nakapag...
Bus.
Oo. Kasi hindi siya gagana talaga.
Yeah.
Ang nangyari, na park pa namin hanggang dun sa titirahan namin sa Baguio.
Kailangan yung tanggalin car. Yung gas.
Yun yung last time na... feeling ko, yun yung pinaka-genuine na nag-pray talaga ako ng dere-derecho. As in, paakyat ng Cannon Road hanggang sa makarating sa pray lang ako.
Nung major confrontation ko with my religious crisis, and this was in college, when I was really assessing, do I really believe what I think I believe?
Mm-hmm.
I was, syempre, ang tendency mo, especially pag bata ka, you tend to go in the very opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, baka atheist ako. Yung para putain, baka atheist ako.
Yeah.
But then, I realized I'm not. I still believe in the uncaused cause. Naniniwala ako.
My God, ang tagal ko na hindi narinig yan. Last ko narinig yan sa Philo intro to Philo Tam.
The uncaused cause. Na parang, logically, there's something has to have started it and no one started it.
I'm having flashbacks.
So parang ako, my agnosticism is based on my own logical conclusions. So, na maybe influenced by philosophy 101. Pero, ayun nga, na-realize ko na, yes, I'm agnostic, but now I have to create my terms on what my agnosticism is comprised of. Kaya nga, until now, ongoing journey siya ng pag-i-discover ng mga isms and taking tenets that apply to me.
Ako yung dissolution or yung pagda-downhill ko with faith started actually during my fourth year retreat ng high school.
Hindi ka sumama?
So, hindi. So, high school.
High school.
Bakit?
Sumama
ano
ako and then... So imagine this, two bus full of fourth year kids, high school Provence kids, na some of them first time nila sa Baguio.
Doon ba kayo sa Saint Rose,
I forgot na kung saan yung lugar na yun.
Okay.
Tapos alam mo yun, my school, God bless them, pero hindi siya, alam mo yun, hindi sila ma-invest sa mga outside trip.
Right.
So imagine mo yun,
That was a big deal.
It was, I think going to retreat there, it was more fun than
a retreat.
Than a retreat. So parang understandable. Tapos pinagsama-sama mo pa yung boy sa isang room, pinagsama-sama mo pa yung girl sa isang room. So talaga it was really rowdy. Then it na element something to be expected out of a group of prepubescent kids. So and then yung pare, he got so mad na parang papadre damaso na.
Bakit mura-mura na
hindi naman siya nagmura. I think napigilan niya pa yung sarili niya na parang to that point na parang
kasi maingay ganon.
Na parang sa akin, you have to understand where yung
kids,
where the kids are coming from. I mean, was it right? No, it's not ideal. Pero come on.
You should have anticipated this.
You should have anticipated this.
Yeah.
And I think you doing that is not helping. Na parang sabi ko, is this... and then the theme pa is hindi charity, parang control, something about those terms, or controlling your anger, mga ganyan, or yung wrath, mga ganyan, mga ganun. And then I see none of it here.
Yeah.
And then until today, very marked yung itsura ng pare na yan sa utak ko, na parang it's because of nung it's when I remember his face, nun ako na parang nanggagalaiti talaga, na parang na ayoko.
Yeah.
Na keeps pa parang if you can't dish it if you can't eat it.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. So parang doon siya nag-start for me. And then, funnily enough, sa UST pa ako nag-college. I mean...
Sa UST nga ako nag-crisis eh.
Ako sa church talaga namin. Yung church ng lola ko. Sobrang involved ako sa congregation na yun. Kasi kamag-anak ko rin yung pastor. Like, kapatid din ng lola ko. As in, sila magkakapatid. Pastor sila. Ganun ka-religious yung lola side ko. Pero kasi nagkaroon ako ng crisis because of unanswered questions. And every time natatanungin ko siya, ang laging sagot ng lola ko, basta, yan yung sinasabi dito, yan yung gagawin mo.
I guess
yung ganun, na parang, tas ang daming siraan sa congregation. Like, meron pang, may isang member ng congregation na nalaman namin na may incestual relationship dun sa anak niya. And then yung magkapatid, nagdududin, something na ganun.
Love it.
So parang ako, I was trying to question.
That's very biblical.
Oo, parang, tas, ano nangyari? Diba? Tas ano nangyari? Kumalat siya sa congregation. So ngayon, ang nangyari, parang yung bago yun kumalat, nagkaroon pa ng argument yung family na yun saka yung mismong isa sa head ng church. So parang ang nangyari, yung head ng church, kinalat yun. So parang ako, girl, tama ba yun? So parang ako,
when you say
para mag-agree sa'yo yung congregation, ikakalat mo yung room, yung nangyaring
when
yun.
When you say head of church,
like the pastor.
Head
pastor,
of church. Pastor.
Ibawal yun na. Wait, kinento ba yun under the guise of confession?
Eh, hindi. Walang confession sa born again.
Ah, so born again.
Wala. Okay. So anyway, parang napagkukwentuhan siya every
That's
time na...
That's slander.
Oo. So ngayon kasi nga, may something na ginawa rin yung family na yun na tipong nag-iba siguro sila ng church or whatever. Pero yung ganon. Tapos kino-question ko every time kung bakit hindi kami madalas ang pinopromote sa akin ng lola ko, dapat ang asawa ko daw born again din. Bakit hindi? Bakit hindi? Dapat yung parehas kayo ng Diyos. Sabi ko, sa Catholic parehas din naman ng Diyos. Alam mo yun? Yung parang hindi nila masagot sa akin. Wala,
it starts doon eh.
Oo, walang mabigay na
kong. May mga lapses.
Oo. Yeah.
Pag may mga, that's, yun yung mga ano ko eh, parang before na, parang you're saying you're practicing the faith, and yet I don't think you've ever even picked up the Bible and read even at least the first five the Vulgate pa tawag doon.
Yeah.
Yung Vulgate, Genesis, Exodus.
Pero wag ka, mga born again, kabisado yun.
Kabisado.
Tipong nakakahiya yun kapag hindi mo yung kabisado. Nung practicing ako, kabisado ko yung Bible. Ngayon hindi na, pero...
Naalala mo yun, yung mga going to hell jokes natin. It was the Vulgate, the entrance of the vulva.
We're really going to hell.
Tangina, 4 days
so sorry,
in 2020, man. Going to hell.
Third day, World War 3, 4 days, going to hell.
Sorry, pero yun talaga naisip ko nun. Anyway,
yeah.
So in the way they spout shit, but I don't think you understood.
Yeah.
Medyo fucked up yung moral compass ng mismo mga hardcore na nagpa-practice.
Yeah, yeah, kasi sa province namin, religion is power. Diba? Kung gaano kaganda yung karo, yun, yung karo nyo. Pag may karo ka, mayaman ka.
For me, religion is theater.
Actually.
It's
actually the first manifestation of performance eh.
Here in the Philippines.
Worship.
Isa pa sa kina-umph ko sa religion, I mean, maraming ma-offend na kapitbahay siguro na born again dito, yung tithe giving. Na 10% ng every earning mo, every week, kailangan ibibigay.
Actually,
iba pa yung
Catholic,
love offering ah.
Actually, sa Catholic, dapat ganun din. Pero it's after Vatican II, it was not
strictly enforced. But before that, tithing was also 10%.
A lot was changed.
Yeah, nung Vatican II.
So, yun yung ewan ko. Para sa akin kasi medyo, I'm so sorry sa mga kapitbahay natin, boring. Parang medyo borderline extortion siya. Na tipong baon ko, 100 pesos a week, bibigay ko pa yung...
That's one of the things that turned me off from religion. That
yung it's pera.
That it's an enterprise. Mm. It's a business. It's a business. Parang, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
The bigger the congregation, mas malaking pera makukuha mo.
And
eh.
The thing is, they don't pay taxes.
Yeah. Tapos yung mga pare sobrang yayaman, mga naka Mercedes Benz, mga ganun.
Para sa akin yun,
girl, naka-Badgerin chewing.
Oo.
Ani yung ang daming vow, 'di ba? May 'di ba to become a priest, you take a vow of chastity, poverty.
Depends on the order. Sometimes there's no poverty.
Pero kasi yun, parang you're telling me to practice charity and then I see you feasting like a king.
Yeah.
Eh, parang yun yung mga contradictions na naano ko, na nararamdaman ko, na that was never addressed when I was younger. Uh-uh. And I think that planted the seed of doubt sa akin until eventually, alam mo yun, personal experiences have continually contributed to the erosion of my faith.
So if ganun yung tingin natin, so into why people actually choose to practice a religion. In your opinion, how should religion affect the way we move around the world? Kasi it's inevitable. A lot of people do practice religion.
Alam mo sa akin ba, when it comes to Catholic faith, it will all boil down dun sa the idea of the New Testament na bakit, you know, a lot of people still like to invoke the Ten Commandments.
Mm.
But then in the New Testament, diba, it was summarized into two. Love God, love your neighbor as you would
love yourself.
So tapos love God with all your heart.
Yeah.
It comes down to that. That commandment should be, those two ideas should be very, ano na yun eh, klaro na yun.
Yeah.
When it comes to terms, like for example, I remember one kapitbahay asking na bakit, why would some people cling to, yun ba yung tanong niya, why would some people cling to philosophies more than religion?
Yeah.
Because my like for example, the philosophies I'm adapting right now, Stoicism, ay, kunwari, I'm also, hindi pragmatic, non-violence. Basta I'm also practicing the ethic of non-violence. I forgot lang yung yung term for it. That affects the way I move around or deal with people.
Yeah.
Whenever someone is whenever emotions are getting heightened, I tend to use reason.
Mm.
And that is actively informed by my knowledge of that philosophy.
Mm.
I think in the same way, ganun din dapat ang mga Catholics or those practicing their faith. The worst, you know, a lot of people would throw crap at people who cherry pick at religion, who cherry pick their faith. But aren't you cherry picking your faith then?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's okay if you do it, but if other people do it, it's no longer okay.
Actually, meron akong ipa-plug.
Ayun, yung ano ba yan?
Wait lang. Meron akong ipa-plug. Natalie and I just recently watched two popes.
Oh, actually.
Ah, yeah.
So, Netflix sponsor us.
Hala, gusto ko panoorin. Maganda daw.
Maganda.
Sobrang ganda.
Ang ganda ng script.
Sobrang ganda. Lahat. Well-written, well-acted.
Netflix ba yan?
Okay, yes.
Sige,
it did not make me want to be a Catholic again. That was my fear na, shit, I would see the ceremoniality of Catholicism again in Vatican, no less.
Mm.
But what it showed me was the humanity of the pontiffs.
Yeah. Mm.
At the same time, what it made me feel was to reassess what faith actually means to me. Kasi in fairness, yun yung naging effect niya sa akin. Ayoko maging Katoliko uli. Pero it made me reassess na, oh shit, yeah, that makes sense. Kasi one line, hindi naman to spoiler, one line that stood out to me was said by the character of Pope Francis, played by Jonathan Pryce. Yes.
Yeah,
looks like him.
Isa, oh
sounds
my God.
Like
oh,
him.
Looks like him talaga.
He said, kasi he's anti-capitalist. And he said, if we're going to follow the Ten Commandments, sabing ganon, it said, thou shall not kill. But it does not literally mean that thou shall not kill because yun yung, that's logically true. You should not kill. But when you're taking resources, taking in billions of money that would potentially feed other people, but you're not giving it away, and you're one of the reasons why people are starving or suffering, then you're violating thou shall not kill. Tapos dun ako parang, fuck yeah. I never thought of it that way. But now, when
yun nga na parang with the evolution of society, you should be able to adjust your perspective if you still want to believe in archaic truths.
Yeah.
Na parang, yes, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. But what does that really
mean
in today's world? So yun yung tipong, in-endorse ko yung movie.
Maganda siya.
Regardless of religion na pinapractice nga, it's really good. And I think for me, I don't care what religion you practice. I love my family with my whole heart. I'm happy for them that they're still Catholics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I hope will stop happening is when people impose their beliefs on other people.
Yeah.
Now, just because you don't want to eat a donut doesn't mean I cannot eat a donut.
Yeah.
Yun yung ano ko dun. And also, yung expectations din. Now, you should do this because everyone is doing this. Yung ganun. Kaya nga,
yung judgment.
I push for tolerance. That's what I push for. Although, I think we're hardwired, especially sa mga very closed religions, tipong baptized religions, na there's a certain judgment that is passed when you display a certain behavior that is in clear violation of the rules ng religion na yun. So yun lang yung parang ang sa akin na parang maybe judge quietly if you can't help it.
Yeah.
Parang judge silently pero do not pass it anymore or do not make, do not act on it.
Or yung they weaponize their faith.
Oo.
As a way to, you know, put other people down or parang to, I guess, attack people.
I don't know who said this, pero sabi niya, if everyone killed in the name of God, we would all be dead.
Actually, isa sa nagustuhan ko dun sa movie is yung contrasting viewpoints nung dalawang popes regarding sa practices
ng religion. Of the same religion.
Of the same religion.
Speaking of film, I'll also endorse one film then. This is one film na talagang, that really made me, hindi naman na rattle, parang it picked my interest on faith again. Prayers for Bobby.
Mm.
It's an American film which is a biopic of a gay kid who committed suicide.
Mm.
And then, so Bobby committed suicide and then yung mom, kasi mom was, I think, I forgot her religion, yeah. That she was, she's diehard talaga.
Mm.
And then yung fear niya when Bobby committed suicide is Bobby will go to hell. Kasi
because of suicide, yeah.
Then yung mom ngayon, pupunta sa kung kani-kaninong pastor.
Yeah.
Na ask niya, I just want to know if my Bobby is...
going to hell.
Is not. I just want to know if my Bobby is not in the eternal pit of fire right now.
Mm.
Because that's what the Bible choo-choo-choo-choo. Tapos nag-spouch na ano. Tapos parang, I forgot yung ano. Sabi na yung, kunwari brown na lang. Sabi ng pastor sa kanya, isang pastor sa kanya, you know, Mrs. Brown, having total faith is just as dangerous as having no faith at all.
Mm.
Absolute faith. Ayan. Absolute faith is just as dangerous as no faith at all.
Yeah.
And after that, I still hold that belief in my head, na ingrain siya, na whenever I'm starting to, sometimes I think myself as a bad person because I no longer, you know,
yeah.
Your Catholic guilt will eventually seep in one way or another. Mm. But then, lagi ko iniisip na, you know, doubt is a natural part of being, of having faith. And in the process of doubting, isn't that how you are able to, at what they call this, how you are able to strengthen it? Maybe one day I don't know.
But how can religion help? Kasi, I mean, I don't want religion to be eradicated naman. Kasi I think it is a huge element in different cultures and just society in general. It's a huge patch.
How can religion help?
Help. Kasi ngayon, kaya rin tayo merong wariness about religion is because of the effects, the harmful effects of it eh. There's war. Wars happen because of religion.
Oh,
yeah, yung is state, religion and state.
Oo, yung mga ganon.
Crusades.
Uh-oh. Yung oppression happens because of religion.
Siguro.
For me, I mean, going back sa two popes, yun nga, yung meron silang dalawang contrasting viewpoints, yung dalawang popes. So, isa sa na-mention doon is, kasi si Pope Benedict, very traditionalist yung approach niya as a pope. Si Pope Francis naman, mas modern yung approach. And isa sa na-mention doon is, you have to accept the change. Kasi meron mga practices na feeling nila is outdated na. Mm-hmm. Na parang, pre-practice yun 1400s, 1500s na hindi na siya nag-apply in today's na parang religion can help if we don't take it literally, lalo na sa mga nakalagay sa Bible na i-follow natin philosophically yung mga good things na tingin natin makakapagpa-better sa way of living natin. Kasi pag, ano ba yung mga literally na nakalagay sa Bible dati na kapag nag-cheat ang babae, papatayin, di ba? I mean, hindi na naman siya gagawin. Kasi parang, yun nga, nag-nitpick yung mga tao na parang, sabi sa Bible, bawalang mga bakla. Pero sinabi rin sa Bible na papatayin ng mga babae kapag sila nag-cheat. Sinastone, di ba?
So, I mean, mixing to textiles.
Yeah. Yung mga simple na gano'n na parang huwag ka lang mag-nitpick ng mga
my favorite quote sa Leviticus.
Ano, feeling mo unethical tapos i-disregard mo yung mga iba. I mean, kung gano'n lang din, i-nitpick mo na yung mga good things na nasa Bible.
Yeah.
Tapos yun yung i-apply.
So, madami namang good things na nabigay yung Bible sa, ano, in terms sa mga rules or something. Rules
pa sa
mga
command,
mga gano'n.
Yeah. Also, and I would advise people, especially religious people, to open up themselves to faiths of other people.
Mm.
Not convert yourselves or make yourselves shake in your faith, but just to make yourself more aware of why people behave the way they behave or believe the way they believe.
And at the same time, maybe realize that you two are not as different as you think.
Yeah.
Lalo na yung mga ano, kasi, diba, mas madami yung population ng mga Catholics other than sa ibang religion. Mm. Siguro wag nilang, kunyari, para kasing ang nangyayari, gin-judge nila yung mga taong iba yung religion or something. Parang nagkakaroon, diba, ng yung hati na, Catholic kami. Divisive, parang ganon.
Yeah,
yung siguro i-open nila yung sarili nila sa mga positive, na okay lang din na magkaroon ng ibang religion.
Yeah.
Mga ganon.
Or no religion
love,
at
love
all.
Love lang. Ganon. Yeah. Tapos, yung sa state and church, nga yun lang.
Oh, that's
yung
another.
Yung wag na silang,
that's another,
yun.
That's a slippery topic then.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but, ayun. Sa akin lang, I think, religion should serve humanity. That's it. If it does not serve humanity, then
it's not the church.
It's your ego probably, or it's another force that is not helpful or beneficial.
Not divine.
Yeah, it's not divine. So ayun mga kapitbahay, we're actually looking forward kung anong iniisip niyo about this topic.
Actually,
grabe, opinion lang namin to.
Kasi, I mean, I'm not saying that sex topics are shallow, pero this would actually help us to get to know you more, yung mga kapitbahay. And also,
pero if you think na may din nagde-disagree kayo, then go.
Yeah. Share niyo.
We're open for, ano, yung mga ganun.
Oo. And also, debates.
Baka may mga, maybe you know something that we don't.
Mm-mm.
And
uh-oh,
have the point that we've been missing.
Uh-oh. Mm. Ayun. So just tweet at us with the hashtag Kudako Lang, or if you have questions about this topic or meron pa kayong mga gusto itanong about other topics, you can also tweet with the hashtag question mga kapitbahay. And you can also DM us or post on our social media accounts, and everything is at Kudazzers, and that's
KUDAZZERS.
And thank you to Podcast Network Asia for being our network, and we'd like to shout out our other co-affiliates na pwede nyo makita sa mga social media.
Give them a listen, guys.
Pages ng PNA. And we're located at Weird Remote Co-Working Space here at Ortigas.
Yes.
Ayun. So, this has been Iris.
This is Natalie.
This is Hughes.
And Athena here.
And you're listening to Kudazzers. So, blessings, everyone.
Amen.
Do you have a topic na gusto mong isuggest sa amin? Slide into our DMs at Kudazzers on both Twitter and Instagram.